Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In those days, a decree went out. How many times have you heard those words? My guess is that unless this is your first time being here, you may have heard them somewhere before, if not a year ago, at this same time, and maybe even in this same place. They are the same every year. There's something that brings comfort when you hear the same things over and over again. There's a consistency there, and there's a comfort there. When you are learning to teach, you find out that kids need consistency, and it brings them comfort, and it's useful to them. But the thing about using the same thing over and over again is that it is not only consistent, it can also allow for complacency. But these words and the words that follow are not just the description of an event that happened 2,000 years ago, as though they were some words on the plaque in a museum. They have power and meaning for you tonight, this very day. These first words most certainly describe a certain time in a particular place. They occur during the rule of Caesar Augustus and when Quirinius was governor of Syria. They find Joseph betrothed to Mary, and they're living in Nazareth of Galilee. But then according to the decree, they need to go out. They need to travel and head to Bethlehem to be registered. It seems like a historical account for all looks and appearances. Yet these events occurred to make way for the most important event of all of human history. An event that was so important that it would span all of history to touch the past, the present, and the future. You already know what that event is. The birth of Jesus Christ. You even know that he was being born to head to the cross and die. And that on the third day he would rise again from the dead. But how do these words have an effect on your life? Are they just words about an event that happened 2,000 years ago and nothing more? Are the critics right in saying that religion has nothing more to offer than events in the past that have no bearing on today? President Dale Meyer of the Concordia Seminary in St. Louis wrote a devotional book a few years ago. It was titled Timely Reflections, A Minute a Day with Dale Meyer. He wrote about this very idea, and this is what he had to say. I'm afraid many American Christians have a museum mentality about church. A curious place, focused on the past, the keeper of ancient stories, if you're into such things. For them, the truth is that Jesus is out of sight, out of mind. This is not to minimize the past. Forgiveness for sin and the hope of resurrection comes from past events. But like the eyes in your head, faith looks forward. Do you? So how about it? Do you consider the birth of Jesus Christ, the birth at the time of Caesar Augustus and Quirinius, about which the angels proclaimed to the shepherds watching their flock by night, and about which concerned Mary the Virgin giving birth? Are these just historical events that have no effect on your life today? Most certainly not. There's a particular phrase in the Greek in the New Testament, and it's oume, which I'm not trying to teach you Greek. It just means most certainly not. Paul used this term over and over again, and it's not just most certainly not, but a pounding your fist on the table. Most certainly not. They do have effect on our lives today. While history books speak about accounts of history, and they talk about different places and different times and try to give you everything that happened at that particular place over time, that's not what the Bible does. The Bible doesn't try to show you everything that has happened in human history. No, it focuses on one genealogy. It goes from Adam and Eve through Abraham, through the words of the prophet Isaiah that we heard a few moments ago, all the way to Mary and Joseph. The Bible does this because it is through that line that salvation would come. Not just to those people 2,000 years ago, but to you and me today. These are the words that you heard from your children and your grandchildren just a few moments ago. The words of Scripture concerning this great birth, the birth of Jesus Christ, a birth that has effect not just 2,000 years ago, but even tonight. You receive the Word of God made flesh as the babe in the manger for you, and who is with you even tonight through His Word. You receive the forgiveness of sins that babe in the manger earned by going to the cross. While His birth may be a historical account, your sin, your inability to live and to do as God desires, is present fact. You can't do it. No matter how hard you may try, no matter how much you may want to, the fact is we are sinners. And not just by our actions, but we're in total corruption in God's eyes. We can't live as He wants. And that's why Jesus came. Jesus came in history to give you forgiveness today, this very night. You need the forgiveness that child was coming to bring, and for His sake, you do. Today. And not only today, but also tomorrow morning, or whenever you worship. Every time that you hear the pastor give that absolution, that word of God spoken by His messenger, you receive His forgiveness. What is more, you receive the forgiveness given through holy baptism, and you taste forgiveness yourself when you partake of the sacrament of the altar. You eat the babe of that manger's very body and very blood, as He promised you would receive the forgiveness of sins later years in His life. Again, He may have spoken those words years ago, but you receive that forgiveness every time that you partake. So let me remind you of one more historical event. When the angels went away from the shepherds into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over into Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And after speaking these words, the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. Tonight you've heard the same words from your children and your grandchildren. You've heard the good news, the gospel of that babe in the manger, Jesus Christ, born for your forgiveness. More than that, you have heard how He came to save you from your sins. Not 2,000 years ago, but this very night. During your very life. May you return home tonight, glorifying and praising God for all you have heard and seen from your children and your grandchildren and from God's Word. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds ever faithful unto life everlasting. Amen.